Allergies are on the increase. Study after study has confirmed that to be a fact. But are they really allergies or are they intolerances? And what's the difference in terms of our understanding of how to detect and treat them? Dr. Rajendra Sharma is from the Diagnostic Clinic, and they did a small-scale study looking at the results of food allergy and food intolerance testing, seeing whether they delivered similar results and which test was the most useful in terms of helping a patient reduce their symptoms.
We did a study looking at the bioresonance machines that are out there now. These are machines that pass electromagnetic waves through the body and claim to be able to recognize when a food counteracts the energy within that particular person's body. And we compared that to proper food allergy testing through the blood. Before we did that, we had to look at all the different food allergy tests that there were out there. And cutting a very long story and very complicated story short, there are things called immunoglobulins, which white blood cells produce in response to foods that, or other things in fact, but foods that they think are an enemy. And these IgEs and IgGs, there is one method of testing. Some tests can do it through a pinprick of blood. Others take up to 20 mils of blood. There are methods, however, that go beyond looking for immunoglobulins, and one that we've preferred is the food allergy cellular test, where you're measuring a chemical called a leukotriene that's released from white blood cells that are releasing immunoglobulins. So effectively, you're going back to the mother cell before it releases its babies to go off and kill the food that it thinks is an enemy. And you're actually measuring the reaction of the mother. Now, this means that if you haven't had a food for a very long time, and we start measuring the kids that have been sent out there to go and eat that food, well, they might not be there because the food hasn't been there. So you haven't eaten strawberries for 25 years because the last time you did, your throat swelled up. So how can we test for the immunoglobulin? Well, you can't. But what you can look for is the mother cell that's floating around ready to release all these immunoglobulins. So using that test, we compared the tendency to the machines, the food intolerance machines, and we found absolutely no correlation. Well, no medical statistical correlation. The 2% correlation that was there between the food allergy blood test, the science, and the food intolerance tests, which is poorly scientifically validated, just did not correlate. However, that didn't match what we found from the people that we tested. We started with a very small cohort of 23 people, of which only 12 completed the forms and went through the 3 months. And we asked them to follow the food allergy test for 6 weeks and the food intolerance test for 6 weeks. And because they swapped over, we could actually compare by asking them to list all the symptoms of the problems that they had on a scale of 1 to 10. And we were able to see that everybody improved if they cut out food allergy foods or food intolerance foods. But people continued to improve or got better when they switched from their food allergy, the blood test, to the food intolerance. Whereas those who were on the food intolerance and then followed the food allergy test actually slipped back a bit. So it means that science, as we have it, on our very small study, is not necessarily coming up with the benefits and the facts of food intolerance testing. The problem is repeatability. The food allergy tests are moderately well reproducible, about 70-80% accurate, which means that you take a blood sample, send it to two labs, they'll come back with 70-80% accuracy, which isn't great, but it's better than the food intolerance machines, where you can put the same person on the same machine with the same person three times in a day, and their correlation is only around 50%. So we've got a lot of work to do on the science of it, but certainly the increase in food allergy, the increase in food intolerance, the symptoms that are coming about because of it, ranging from peanuts, closing up your throat and getting anaphylaxis, rushing into hospital and getting adrenaline, all the way through to the symptoms of TAT, tired all the time, irritable bowel syndromes, skin issues, insomnia, are all very relevant, and we've got to be looking much more broadly at how the human being is reacting to food and its intolerances.
From the Diagnostic Clinic, that's Dr. Rajendra Sharma.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.